message I want to share with you from the Word of God, and two scriptures in particular that I want to read from tonight. I want to read, first of all, from the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 4. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, and this is a scripture that is familiar to you, I know, and but I want to share this with you tonight because I believe that there is a revelation in this for us tonight. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it might not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. Now somebody said, I am a New Testament preacher. Well, I'm a New Testament preacher, and I'm an Old Testament preacher because I believe the whole Bible. Now let's go to the New Testament. Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3. One of my favorite verses in the New Testament. Verse 20. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Now, unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Let me read that verse again. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Let's pray. Father, I love you. Thank you again tonight for this privilege of being in your house. Thank you for the power of the Word of God to transform our lives. I thank you tonight, God, that you have a good plan for us. Your desire for us is good. Your will for us is good. And your word for us is good. And we thank you tonight, God. Let your word go forth with power. Let it penetrate every heart, every life, Lord. Let it find a lodging place within our hearts and lives. And let it produce divine transformation in us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I had a title tonight to this message. It will be very simple. It's just simply entitled this, Think Big. Think Big. Look at somebody, tell them, say neighbor. Neighbor. Say neighbor. Neighbor. I give you permission to think big. Think big. Now most people when they hear this, and especially if you hear this title, you may think to yourself, this is not very spiritual. This is not very spiritual. I don't even know if there's going to be any anointing in this or not. Well, just hold on to your judgment. The problem is, many people have not realized that God has given us the entire Bible to teach us how to think with Him. Most of us have heard the story I read to you tonight from Jabez, and it's familiar to us tonight about Jabez. We find that his life begins under a dark star. His mom names him Jabez, which means grief and pain. And as soon as he's born, his mother has attached a curse to his life. Now that'd be a tragedy to be born under a curse. Now, we don't know why she did this. We don't know. We don't understand why she did it. There's a lot of reasons why she might have done it. A lot of reasons why she said, in grief have I brought you into this world. But we know this, that the devil's intention was to fill Jabez's life with grief and sorrow and affliction. His plan, the devil's intention, was to convince Jabez from a child that he would bring grief and sorrow and heartache everywhere he went. Let me say it this way. The devil wanted to shrink Jabez down to a man who could see no farther than his name. Let me say something tonight. I want you to understand. It's easy when we're experiencing times like we're in today to allow our minds to be pinched and pressed into the mold of thinking and believing and expecting and reacting just like the world does. And before you know it, we've allowed the enemy to pinch us until we can't see beyond the step we're on. We got no expectation of anything better. Start living by the dictates of the economy, and we're driven by fear, and we're afraid of what tomorrow holds: healthcare, Social Security, insurance, retirement, ISIS, and our government. And I'm not being critical tonight. These are legitimate concerns. I'm concerned. You have to be an ostrich living with your head in the sand to not be concerned. I'm concerned, but I believe tonight the true church of God is under attack like never before. And I believe what the devil is trying to do is shrink our faith. He's trying to push us into puny praying, puny giving, puny believing, puny thinking, and puny living. Look at your neighbor and tell him, say, neighbor, don't be puny. But God spoke to me this afternoon. He said, when you take the pulpit tonight, he said, I want you to tell my people two words: think big. So look at somebody, say, neighbor, think big. Now, why does the devil fight us so hard to keep us from big thoughts? Because he knows that everything starts with our thoughts. You know, it's amazing to me that when I walked in here tonight, Brother Greg started talking to me. You started talking to me about thoughts. Started talking about God's thoughts. Hallelujah. But see, it's amazing to me because the devil understands that everything starts with our thoughts. And if he can keep our thoughts small, he can keep our lives small. See, David was just a little shepherd boy, but David had a big thought. He had a big thought: I could kill a big giant with a little sling. Hallelujah. Thank God. Joseph was just 17 years old, but he dreamed of becoming a ruler and a prince. I don't know what the level is that you're thinking on tonight. All I know is what I hear God saying, and God is saying, think big. Think bigger. Why? Because Proverbs 23:7 says, for as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Hallelujah. See, I may be small in your natural perception, but I'm a giant in the spiritual realm. I'm thinking big thoughts. Look at somebody, tell them, think big thoughts. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Think big thoughts. Watch, you'll never change the level you're living on until you change the level you're thinking on. Woo! Glory to God. Somebody think this is all right. Yeah. All over the world today, we're communicating by wireless cell phones. I can call Africa, I can call India, I can call the Philippines, just as easy as calling Fresno or Dinuba or Tulare, all because one man named Alexander Graham Bell thought a big thought. He thought, hey, we can communicate with something called a telephone. He had a big thought. Everybody say, big thoughts,
big thoughts
produce big lives. Say it again. Say, big thoughts,
big thoughts
produce big lives. Not lies, lives. L-I-V-E-S. We can get in a plane today. We can fly across the ocean in a matter of hours. Every day around the world, thousands of airplanes crisscross the sky, carrying passengers to towns, countries, and nations of their choosing, all because two young men named Orville and Wilbur Wright, who sold and repaired bicycles, decided together to think a big thought. Hey, we can fly. Today, we've almost become dependent on iPods, iPhones, and iPads. All because a man named Steve Jobs thought a big thought. Everybody say, think big.
Think big.
We will never be any greater than our thoughts. Your thoughts either enslave you or they liberate you. Your thoughts either build you up or they tear you down. Your thoughts either launch you into your future or tie you to your past. Your thoughts either stir you and motivate you and energize you, or they deflate you, depress, and discharge you. Your thoughts will either take you over or they'll pull you under in life. Paul the Apostle went through so much adversity, so much hardship, constantly in danger of losing his own life. He wrote most of his epistles from a prison cell. But when he stood before King Agrippa in question of his faith, he said, "I think myself happy." Hallelujah. Look at somebody and say, neighbor, think happy thoughts. It's easy to get depressed, but sometimes you have to work at being happy. I think myself happy. Paul had learned the secret power of your thoughts. He's the one who told us in Philippians 4 and 8, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and there be any praise, think on these things." Oh, hallelujah. Look at somebody and say, think big.
Think big.
Say, did you hear the preacher? You have permission to think big. Listen, watch this. Quit thinking about what you're experiencing and start thinking about what you're expecting. In other words, let me do it this way. Let your thoughts fly into your future and taste the grapes. Go places in your future. Let your mind run into your future and see what God has in store for you and taste the grapes. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. God said to tell you he wants some big thinkers. He's got some big stinkers, but he's looking for some big thinkers. Amen. And watch this. After Abraham separated from Lot, God began to deal with Abraham. He began to deal with him like this. Abraham, can you think beyond your present circumstances? Can you think bigger than where you've been and where you're at? Can you see yourself in a better place? Can you see yourself well? Can you see yourself prosperous? Can you see yourself more anointed than you've ever been? Can you see yourself owning instead of renting? Can you see yourself running the business? And in Genesis 13 and 14, God tells him, "Lift up now thine eyes from the place where you are and look beyond. Look north, look south, look east, look west, and everything you can see, I'm going to give it to you and your seed forever." In other words, he was saying, "Abraham, I want you to think big thoughts." Somebody say, think big. God was saying to Abram, "I have a place of unlimited blessing for you, but you have to think big." The first thing God told Abram was, "Lift up your eyes from above and beyond where you're at." In other words, God was telling him, you have to let go of little thoughts. I can't bless you big with little thoughts. Hallelujah. I can't bless you big with little thoughts. You know, some people, they have an idea that if they got a lot of money, that it would fix everything. Can I tell you what? If you don't have your thinking in line with that money and that level of money, you wouldn't be better off. You'd be worse off. Because the money won't fix your problem. The money will just give you more problems. It's not the money that fixes everything. It's how you process it. It's how you think about it. It's the level of thinking that you live on. Some people get, you know, some of these people, they have won these millions and millions of dollars in lottery, and they're worse off today than they were before they got the money. They're in a position now where they're thinking, "Man, I wish I had never got that money," because it causes problems if your thinking has not risen to the level of the money that's coming into your life. You have to change your thinking. There was a time when I never even thought I could own a home. There was a time when Pam and I both, we thought, man, if we ever had a home, we would have to be rich to have a home. Then you just have to be rich, you know. We thought we could never own a home. It was in our thinking that we would live the rest of our lives renting. That was just a mindset. And then God began to change our mindset. He began to open our understanding through His Word concerning His will, His purpose to prosper us and to be blessed in life. And God began to prosper us and begin to, you know, to take us places and open doors and make things possible and make things happen until we're blessed and prospered as we are today. But there was a time we didn't believe we could own a home. We didn't believe that we could even own our trailer. I mean, there was a time it was stretching our faith just to believe for a 24-foot mobile home trailer, or not mobile home, RV. That was stretching our faith. Now I have a 34 and a half foot fifth wheel in Dinuba, blessed with it. I mean, God has blessed us. And there's a home in Oklahoma that we have renters in. I mean, God's blessed us. And then we're living next door in a wonderful house. We're just a blessed people. But in order to get us there, He had to change our thought processes. If He hadn't changed my thought process, I would have got it and lost it, got it and lost it, got it and lost it, got it and lost it. You got to change the way you think. God can't bless you big with little thoughts. Everybody say, think big.
Think big.
Think big. God wants you to think big. One day, this man named Jabez decided, I don't care what my mom said about me. I don't care what my peers say about me. I don't care what my circumstances say about me. I am bigger than that.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. He began to think big thoughts. Glory. I'm bigger than where I came from. I'm bigger than what I came out of. And I'm here to tell you in this house tonight, you're bigger than where you came from, and you're bigger than what you came out of, and you're bigger than where you're at right now.
Amen.
But you gotta think big. Jabez decided he wasn't satisfied with what he had. He prayed that God would enlarge his coast. One translation says, he asked for more territory. Jabez had a big thought. And what was his big thought? There's more and I want it. Hallelujah. Some people got an idea that God would get angry at you if you ask for more. That God will get upset at you if you ask for more. Can I tell you, God is such a big giver that when you ask for more, He gets excited. When you ask for more joy, some people said, you know, I don't want anything. I don't want money. Just as long as my bills are paid, and just as long as I got food to eat, and just as long as I can take care of my kids, that's all that matters to me. See, you missed the whole point. That's the problem. That's not what matters to God, just that your bills are paid and that you got food on the table and you take care of your kids. No, God wants to prosper you so you can be a blessing. He wants to bless you to be a blessing. He wants blessings to overflow in your life. That's why He said when you enter into the tithe covenant with Him, He said, I will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out blessings that there'll not be room enough to contain them. So why? So they'll have to pour over and spill over on somebody else.
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah. Look at somebody and say, think big.
Think big.
Hallelujah. Watch. Okay. Jabez wasn't satisfied with what he had. He prayed that God would enlarge his coast. He asked for more territory. He had a big thought, there's more, and I want it. God said to my heart, there's been a strong attack against his church. And there's been great pressure that's come against the minds of God's people to discourage, to disillusion, and even make us fearful of thinking big thoughts. In other words, to shrink our thinking down to a survival mentality. I'm telling you, my friend, we're not here to survive. We're here to thrive. We're not here just to get by. We're here to be overcomers. We're here to be more than conquerors. We're here to enjoy the abundant life, the overflowing life, the joyful life, the blessed life. Oh, rakata la bakando la bohoshata mahaya. But you got to think big. When you think big, you think with God. When you think small, you think with the devil. Because the devil wants to keep us small. Small thinking, small giving, small living, small joy, small intake, small everything, small.
But God is big. When God thinks, God doesn't think on the level of small. See, some people, they have an idea. Say, oh, I love my little church. I love my little church. I'm so happy that I'm a part of this beautiful, wonderful little church. And we know everybody. We love everybody. And we're so happy together in our little church. But when God thinks, He don't just think about your little church. He thinks about all the little churches in all His big world. God's mind is on more than our little church. His mind is on all the colors, red, yellow, black, and white. They are precious in His sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. God is a big thinker. God is not just focused on our little church. God is focused on His big church all over the world. And when you think with God, you're going to think on a different level. You're going to think generational, and you're going to think worldwide, because that's who God is. He's got the whole world in His hand. Hallelujah. Not just Grover Beach, the whole world. Amen. Everybody say, think big.
Think big.
Now, I do understand that sometimes in the process of enlarging our thinking, it may hurt. Has anybody ever thought about something until you hurt, till your head hurt? Huh? Have you ever thought about something? Have you ever thought about a situation or a problem or something, you've tried to work it out and tried to figure it out, and then you finally say, man, I got to go take an aspirin. My head hurts. Well, sometimes when God begins to expand our thinking, there's a little pain involved, because for some of us, we're comfortable thinking small thoughts. But God wants us to think with Him. And when we think with God, we're going to think big thoughts. Because God is a big God. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. So the Lord, He says, we're not here just to think about surviving. We're here to overcome. We're here to conquer. We're here to live the abundant life. God wants to break that vice hold on our minds that limits us to small thinking. Tonight He's setting us free from that complacency of our mind and from the fearfulness of our mind. And our thoughts are going to begin to swell. And our thoughts are going to begin to soar. Oh, the Sunday. And creative ability is going to be released. Because as your mind is liberated, as your thoughts are freed from limitations, joy is going to begin to come. The anointing is going to begin to flow without restriction. Because our thoughts either limit the power of God or they magnify it. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, lift your hands for just a minute. Bless Him in this house. What are you trying to tell me? I'm trying to tell you, God can be no bigger for you than what you believe Him to be. Your thoughts either limit God or they release God. Your thoughts either minimize God's power or they magnify God's power. You say, you can't change God. No, you can't change God. But you can change what He can do in your life. You can change His power or ability to flow into your life and through your life by your thoughts. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So say it again. Say, think big. Now watch. This is a powerful revelation. Your mind is your servant. Now, some of us haven't learned that yet. Some people have never learned that your mind is your servant and your mind controls you. Your mind wanders and goes anywhere and everywhere. You get down to pray and you start to pray, and now your mind is over there and your mind is over there and your mind is over there and your mind is over there. You're doing this, but while you're doing this, you're thinking about that, and you're thinking about this, thinking about that. You can't focus on anything. You're like your mind is like a TV channel, and somebody else has got the remote. But your mind is your servant. God created you that way. Your mind is to serve you, and your mind, you can choose to think big, or you can choose to think little. Your mind is waiting for you to give it a command. Now watch, I started with this scripture tonight, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. What is God doing with this scripture? Let me tell you what God's doing with this scripture. Who is the one that's able to do exceeding and abundantly above all you can ask or think? Who's that one that can do that? God. Now that ability is established. God can do it. He can do anything, anywhere, anytime. God's power is unlimited. But His ability to do it in you is limited to the power that is at work in you. Now unto Him that is able to do exceeding and abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in you. Oh, hallelujah. Not according to His ability on the throne in heaven, according to its power that is at work in you. Now what is God doing with this scripture? Watch this. God, with this scripture, He is daring you to turn your mind loose in Him. He's daring you to think big thoughts. God is saying, watch, He said, exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or what? Think. Now, I can think pretty big, but God said, I can do more than that. God said this. He said, think your biggest, highest, loftiest thoughts, and when you've stretched your mind as far as it can go, you haven't even scratched the surface of what I want to do in you and I want to do through you. Whoa, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Man, that ought to make somebody happy. That ought to make somebody shout. I'm telling you, when you thought your loftiest, highest thought about what God can do in your life and through your life, you haven't even scratched the surface. God said, I'm able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you can ask or think. So what He says, think big. Okay. It's easy sometimes when we think big thoughts and fail to see them come to pass. It's easy to become discouraged and settle down and turn the light down, the expectation down, or turn it off. Let me show you some big thinkers in the Bible. Noah was a big thinker. Noah thought a big thought. He thought, I'm going to build an ark. A big boat. And it never rained before. Never flooded, because it never rained. But he thought a big thought. And he was criticized for his big thoughts. Persecuted for his big thought. Misunderstood for his big thought. But we're here tonight because Noah thought a big thought with God. Caleb thought a big thought. At 85 years old, Caleb said, give me my mountain. At 85 years old, Caleb was still thinking big thoughts. He could have said, I'm an old man now, just give me a comfortable spot, a rocking chair in the valley. But he had big thoughts. He said, I want my mountain. Moses had a big thought. He had a big thought. He thought, I can lead 3 million people out of bondage to the promised land. And because he thought a big thought, he delivered 3 million people from slavery, led them through the wilderness, and brought them to the border of their inheritance. Romans 12 and 2 says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. The word conform means to fashion oneself to another's pattern, to adjust or adapt. Now watch. The Holy Spirit is saying, this is what He's saying tonight. He's saying, don't do it. Don't allow the spirit of the age, don't allow the fear, the worry, the dread that the world lives by to influence and shape your thoughts and your actions. Do you know how many people there are right now? I'm talking about Christian people, religious people, church people that are living in fear and terror and dread of what's happening in the world. In fear, in terror, in dread of what's going to happen next and what the government's going to do, what Obama's doing. What, you know, I can stand up here and talk about it because there's bad things happening.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to disagree with it. I'm not burying my head in the sand. I don't think there's anything wrong with being prepared for things that are coming. But I'm not going to live in fear of anything.
I'm not going to live in fear of what's coming, because God didn't put me here to barely make it. He didn't put me here to timidly live this life. He put me here to be an overcomer. And He put us here to be an overcomer. And so what happens, we let the pressures around us and the circumstances and the economy and the government and all the stuff that's happening and the way it threatens us, and all of a sudden we become fearful, and our thinking becomes little, and we start thinking about just having enough to make it, enough to survive, and how are we going to make it through this? And people by the hundreds and thousands are hoarding food and piling up stuff and stockpiling to try to preserve their little lives. But God didn't put us here to preserve our little lives. Hallelujah. He put us here to take over. Amen. He put us here, the Bible said, occupy till I come. That means spread out and take over. Glory to God. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. See, the devil wants us to live in fear. He wants us to live in uncertainty. He wants us to live fearful and timid lives. He wants to shove us over in the corner somewhere and say, oh, don't worry about them. He said, they're over there in the corner. They're not going to do anything. They're afraid anyway. And that's what he wants. But the devil is in for a surprise, because there's a pest over here in Grover Beach. Hallelujah. It's called the Pentecostal Church of God. And we're going to pester the devil with the Word of God and with holy lives that are not afraid to think with God. Hallelujah. Look at somebody and say, think big, friend. And listen. He says, don't be conformed. Don't be pushed into this pattern to fashion oneself after another's pattern to adjust and adopt. The Holy Spirit said, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't allow the spirit of this age to press you into that pattern, to live like the world lives. Think like the world thinks. But on the other hand, he says, contrary-wise, be transformed. Be transformed. The word transform means be changed into another person. Who's the other person we want to become? Jesus. The Bible says that we now, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory as by the Spirit of the Lord. That's the transformation that takes place. We're being transformed into the likeness of Jesus. That's the plan of God from the very beginning. That's why Jesus came. Jesus did not come to this earth just to keep us from going to hell. He came to this earth to reproduce himself in us. Yes. Hallelujah. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Paul said, my little children, of whom I travail in birth again, until Christ be formed in you. That's what it's all about. See, it's about becoming like Jesus. Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind. Be changed into another person by thinking God's thoughts. Now, listen, when I say, you've heard me say this, and I've repeated it over and over, think big, think big, think big, think big. I'm not just talking about letting your mind go crazy and thinking whatever big. I'm talking about thinking God's thoughts. When I say think big, I'm talking about think with God.
Yes.
Somebody said, well, you can't think with God. God's thoughts are higher than the heavens and the earth. And, you know, they're way up there. You can't think like... Of course you can think like God. That's why he gave us his word. Yes. His word is his thoughts put into words. Yes. So when I read his word and I think about his word, I'm thinking God's thoughts. Glory to God.
Yes.
I'm thinking with God. Do you understand what I'm trying to say to you? Yes. What I'm trying to say to you tonight? See, most of us think that we are God's employees. What God wants us to understand is that we are fellow laborers together with God. He wants us to understand that we're on the planning commission with God. You understand what I'm saying? God wants to plan with you. God wants to talk with you. God wants to show you his vision. God wants to show you his intention. God wants to show you his dream. God wants to say, hey, let's talk about this. How are we going to accomplish this? How are we going to get this done? How are we going to reach this community? How are we going to reach this world? How are we going to shout at earth with the glory of God? He wants to plan with you. He wants you to think his thoughts with him. Hallelujah. See, some people got an idea. They say, man, if I think God's thoughts, then I'm robbing God. No, you're not robbing God. You think God's thoughts, you're making God happy. That's why he gave us his word, so we could have the mind of Christ. What is the mind of Christ? It's thinking like God. How do you think God thought? Read his words where it starts. Think big. What am I saying? Think like God thinks. God thinks big. He says, I think so big that when you think, your thoughts are so small that I can do anything. I can do exceedingly abundantly anything you can think. God says, think big thoughts about preaching the gospel. Think big thoughts. You know, when I first started ministry, and I got a prophecy one time that messages were going to be, that my messages were going to go around, and I was going to have a certain kind of ministry, an apostolic ministry, and was going to minister to other people, and they would look at you as a spiritual father. And I said, man, it was beyond my thought process. It required some stretching for me. Because in my thoughts was I would just be happy to travel around, go to this church and that church and this church and that church. And that's as far as my thoughts went. I couldn't perceive what God was trying to say to me. He was trying to get me to understand that there was a ministry in me that could touch the world. I said, God, this is beyond what I could think. And it still amazes me of what God has done and what God has continued to do through the word that he put in my life. But God had to change my thinking. He had to bring my thinking up to his thinking. He's thinking big thoughts all the time.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He's thinking about how to reach the world. We're thinking about how to reach the neighbor next door. Hallelujah. And that's a good thought. I'm not saying it's not. But he wants us to think big thoughts. Be changed into another person by thinking God's thoughts. In other words, think big, agree with God. That's all I'm telling you. Agree with God. Set yourself free from the prison of mediocrity. Jesus didn't come to this world just to keep us from going to hell, just to survive, hold on, and hang out till he comes back. He came to give us his abundant life, the God kind of life. There's a tremendous current of fear, anxiety, stress, people being swept along by this current, acting out of fear, worry, and dread. But we're not supposed to be swept away by this current. We're supposed to be like the salmon that swims upstream. The salmon swims directly opposite to the pressures of its surroundings and the current that it's in. You're in the world, Jesus said, but you're not of the world. Greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. Glory to God. Now, my friend, is the time like never before to think big. Think free. Think prosperous. Think happy. Paul said, I think myself happy. God's thoughts are filled with power.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When you think God's thoughts, there's power in those thoughts. Jesus went so far as to say, the words that I speak unto you are spirit and they are life. Well, before their words, their thoughts. How many are ready to think big?
Amen.
Think God's thoughts and release God's power in your life. I like something Joyce Meyer said. It really stuck out of my mind. She said, think about what you're thinking about. You ever just taken the time to think about what you spend your time thinking about? What does your mind run on during the day? What do you think about? What is your thought process? Think about what you're thinking about. It's been said, you are what you eat. Well, have you heard that? You are what you know. What you've heard that. And you know there's truth to that. There's a lot of truth to that. But it could be more truthfully said, you are what you think. Because as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So the devil's plan is to shrink our thoughts. Because the devil knows you'll never be any bigger than your thoughts. I'm almost done tonight. Thoughts are seeds. And the seeds you plant as thoughts will ultimately be the harvest you reap in your life. Tonight, I want everyone, just go ahead and stand with me tonight. We're getting ready to close. I almost preached a different message. I really almost brought a different message. Because I'm really concerned about what's going on in this world today. I'm really concerned about how we process things and about how we're going to make it through this season that we're in. But I heard the Holy Spirit say, I want to change thoughts tonight.
Amen.
I don't want their attention focused on all the negative things. I want their attention focused on me. And I want them to know that they can think with me. And we can work together. We can plan together. And we can think big thoughts. And I want them to know that they're not limited to their economy. They're not limited to their government. They're not limited to what the circumstances around them say. I want them to know that they can think big thoughts. And I will do even bigger than their big thoughts. Glory to God. So tonight, the Holy Spirit encouraged me tonight. As I was praying over this and meditating over this word, the Holy Spirit encouraged me. Do you know that God gave me this message over a year ago? But I never preached it. I never released this message. I've had it for over a year and I never released it. It wasn't time. That, you know what that tells me? That tells me that God is thinking big thoughts about us. That tells me that God wanted this message released in this house because He's thinking big thoughts about Grover Beach Pentecostal Church of God. And He wants us to know that we can think big thoughts with Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so the Holy Spirit encouraged me tonight. He directed me to anoint everyone for a Ephesians 3:20 anointing in His house. To think big. Exceeding abundantly, above and beyond. That's how God thinks. Exceeding abundantly, above and beyond. Hallelujah. Now that's going to be a stretch for some of us. That's going to be a stretch. Exceeding abundantly, above and beyond. And how many are ready tonight to think some big thoughts with God?
Yeah.
How many would come up here and just line up right here tonight? I want to anoint you tonight. The Holy Spirit is directing me. God wants to release us tonight. I believe, I said release us because I believe the devil has many of God's people. He's got their mind in a vice. He's got them thinking small thoughts and thinking that this is as big as it can get. And this is as big as they can get. This is as far as it can go. But I'm telling you, you ain't even seen the beginning. You ain't even seen it. You ain't even scratched the surface yet of what God wants to do in your life, what God is able to do, and what God will do. Hallelujah. 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 Think big. Think big. Now this is not a message that we take and say, okay, well I'll go put that in my library now. I got the think big message. No, this is to create a thought process for our lives. To understand we can think with God. And when you think with God, you're going to think on a different level. We're going to think big thoughts. We're going to think expansive thoughts. We're going to think of the way God thinks about the world, about our community, about each other, about the church. We're going to think big thoughts about your finances, about your family. Glory to God. About everything. Glory. Hallelujah. He is going to release us tonight. And this anointing, I believe God has directed me to anoint us tonight. For an Ephesians 3:20 anointing, above, exceeding, abundantly, above and beyond all that we can ask or think, according to His power that works in us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Can you just lift your hands tonight? Come on, just lift your hands. I'm going to come around and anoint your Father. I anoint your people tonight with a vision for an Ephesians 3:20 anointing, God. Lord, exceeding abundantly above. Lord, the blessings of prosperity, the blessings, Lord, overtake them, Lord God. I thank you for big thoughts, Lord. Big thoughts. God, I thank you for big thoughts in our lives, God. Lord, we anoint her tonight for an Ephesians 3:20 anointing, God. Lord, for Sister Deborah, Lord, an Ephesians 3:20 anointing, God, to think big thoughts with you, God. Lord, I thank you, God, for Sister Cindy tonight, an exceeding abundantly above and beyond anointing, God, to think big with you tonight, God. Oh God, for Sister BJ, Lord, an Ephesians 3:20 anointing, God, exceeding abundantly above and beyond, God. In Jesus' name, Lord, I anoint Brother James tonight. God, for that Ephesians 3:20 anointing. To think with you, God. To plan with you, God. Exceeding abundantly above and beyond. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. Glory to God. Lord, touch Sister Louise tonight. This special anointing, God. Lord, in Ephesians 3:20 anointing. To think big thoughts with God. Lord, exceeding abundantly above and beyond. In Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you for some big thinkers tonight, God. Some big thinkers in this house, Lord. God, in Ephesians 3:20 anointing, Lord. Exceeding abundantly, above and beyond, Lord. According to the power that works in us. Lord, for Sister Susan tonight, God. And Ephesians 3:20 anointing, God. Exceeding abundantly, above and beyond, Lord. To think God's thoughts, Lord. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. For that anointing tonight, God. Brother Kenny, Lord. That release, Lord God. That Ephesians 3:20 anointing. To think with you, God. Big thought. Exceeding abundantly, above and beyond, Lord. Brother Joe's life, Lord. Big thoughts, Lord. Exceeding abundantly, above and beyond, according to Ephesians 3:20, God. That anointing comes upon him now. Upon Brother Kent, God. Lord, that Ephesians 3:20 anointing, according to your direction tonight, I anoint him, Lord, to think big thoughts with you, God. Release, Lord, God, according to the power that works in him, exceeding abundantly, above and beyond, Lord. God, it's your duty, Lord, think big thoughts with God, exceeding abundantly, above and beyond, Lord, according to the power that works in her, Lord, God. And Rachel, tonight, God, that Ephesians 3:20 anointing, Lord, come honor tonight, God, to think with you, God. Big thoughts exceeding abundantly above and beyond, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Over Sister Marlene tonight, God. Lord, that Ephesians 3:20 anointing, God. Oh, God, a fresh anointing, God. Lord, the mind fresh and free, Lord, to think big thoughts with you, God. Full, rich thoughts, Lord, abundant thoughts, exceeding abundantly above and beyond in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. God, and Sister Rhonda tonight, God. Lord, I thank you for that Ephesians 3:20 anointing upon her life, Lord. God, I'm a child. Lord, release from the past. Release from small thinking, Lord, into an abundant thought process. Abundant living, Lord. And exceeding abundantly above and beyond in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord Jesus, I thank you for Sister Lola tonight, God. That Ephesians 3:20 anointing. Hey, I shy of exceeding abundantly above and beyond according to your power that works in her, Lord. And Brother Jeff tonight, God. That Ephesians 3:20 anointing, Lord God. Exceeding abundantly above and beyond. Hallelujah. According to your power work in his life. Brother Herman tonight, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord. God, for that release in his life, Lord. God, for that call to higher living, Lord, by higher thinking. Because we are released tonight to think with you, God. Exceeding and abundantly above and beyond, Lord. God, I thank you tonight for that anointing. That Ephesians 3:20 anointing, God. Sister Wanda tonight, God. Lord, take her exceeding abundantly above all that she can ask or even think according to your power that works in her, Lord. That exceeding and abundantly above and beyond anointing. Come on her tonight in Jesus' name. According to your word, God. Eli tonight, God. Touch him, Lord. God, let that Ephesians 3:20 anointing come upon him, Lord. To think with you, God. To think big creative thoughts with you, God. To think liberating thoughts with you, God. To think free thoughts with you, God. Abundant thoughts, Lord. The exceeding and abundantly above and beyond anointing come upon him tonight. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Brother Jacob tonight, Lord. God, that he is free to think with you, God. Lord, those exceeding abundantly above and beyond thoughts. The God thoughts, Lord. Hallelujah. The renewing of his mind in Jesus' name. We thank you for it, God. Hallelujah. Brother Greg's alive. Sister Tanya, Lord, as he stands here tonight, have representing his family, God. We release, Lord, that anointing upon him, God, for an exceeding abundantly above and beyond anointing, God, to think with you. To think God thoughts. To think big thoughts, Lord. To think big with you, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, for Sister Pam tonight, Lord, I just pray, God, Lord, for that Ephesians 3:20 anointing to come upon her right now in the name of Jesus, that she will think with you, God, big thoughts, God thoughts, exceeding abundantly, above and beyond, according to your word, Lord, and according to the power that works in us, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on and just bless him tonight. Thank you for the anointing. There's an anointing to think with God. Hey, Yasolabu Korandalabasat. There's an anointing that's released as we begin to think big thoughts with God. Hallelujah. Creative power is released as we think big thoughts with God. Oh, we're thinking with you tonight, God. We're thinking big thoughts. We're thinking creative thoughts. We're thinking generational thoughts, Lord. We're thinking worldwide thoughts tonight, God, because we're thinking and planning with you, God. I thank you, Lord, you've included us, Lord, in this process. Hallelujah. 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 I thank you for the release of your anointing tonight, God, that is flowing through our lives, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We refuse to be bound by small thinking. We refuse to be limited by small thinking when we have been released to think God thoughts and big thoughts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I ishai na ke irokose alamokone ilakore I ilahase de la ki ad ne ki I le ke nisika handa.
Even from the beginning, saith the Lord, it was my plan. It was my plan that I would have a people that would plan with me. I would have a people that would come into agreement with me and think with me, saith the Lord. But the enemy has entered in, and the enemy has brought down my people, and the enemy has brought captivity in the minds of my people, and to limit them and to minimize them, saith the Lord. But even tonight, saith God, have I sent a word into your spirit? Have I sent a word into your life to liberate you, saith God, and to set you free from minimized thinking, and to set you free from the minimized living, and to loose you into the liberal life, to loose you into the abundant life, and the overflowing life that I have ordained for you, saith God. And even through the released, and through the anointed, and through the large God thinking, God thoughts, saith God, you shall enter into a life that I have ordained for you and that I have prepared for you from before the foundations of the earth, saith the Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, Brother Greg was speaking to me just before church, and you know what he said? He said, think about what would have happened if Adam had not have fallen and transgressed. He was thinking God's thoughts when he named all the animals. That was not just human thinking, that was supernatural, unlimited thinking. God gave him the ability to give names to all the animals. No telling where Adam would have went if he'd have kept thinking with God. But to let the enemy put a wrong thought in their minds. And they thought. They thought a wrong thought. And it robbed them of their God thoughts. I feel the Holy Ghost tonight. He shall ahu shall come. Shatur rabahaka. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, God has great things in store for us.
And in order to get into the great things that he has in store for us, we have to agree with him. We have to think with him. Ephesians 3:20, I said, is one of my favorite verses. You know why? Because it turns me loose in an unlimited God. According as the power that works in you, he is able to do exceeding abundantly above and beyond. Amen. Let's stand. We're going to be dismissed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sister BJ. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Can I say something, Brother Sister?
Yes, Brother Craig.
I'm going to do a confirmation. God don't need no confirmation, but God told us before we come to this area, and he's told us all throughout the ministry, that he said, quit limiting me. Quit thinking and limit me with limited thoughts. So we, the other day, me and Tanya was just in, you could call it a pity party, whatever you want to call it, you know, but things happen. And I said, well, God, you know, you're God. You can do whatever you want to do. I said, I understand. We got to follow what you say, do, and think like you think. You know, we can't. You know, you're above thanks. See, when you think with God, you're walking with him. So you're thinking like him, like you just spoke. But I said, Lord, and I'm going to say this. I'm saying this humbly and give him the praise and the glory. I said, Lord, I know you can provide these things that what we think of, as long as they're for your glory. When we get them, that we do what your will is with them. And I said, but you know, I said, I've been in a desert land for a long time. And I said, it's beginning to get a little weary out here, Lord. But I trust you.
Amen.
I trust you. Tanya, we went to pray. And I said, Lord, not for my faith to be depleted, not for me to just trust anything from you, but I need a little help here. Now this is something, and I'm not going to mention the names, but I got a phone call, and someone said, would you like 2 chickens? Well, at first I'm like, looked over Tanya, and she looked at me, I said, yes, you know, yeah, I'll take them, be glad to. The thing was, it wasn't about just the 2 chickens. Mm-hmm. You understand? Because mm-hmm. After that, the Lord spoke to me and said, son, I'm not just going to give you one what you think when you start thinking my way. I'm going to give you 2, and they're on and they're on. Now see, sometimes people may look at it and you look at it like, well, come on now, you're talking out the box. Well, good, I'm talking bad, because I'm giving him the glory.
Amen.
And this is what the Lord knows that he wants to do with everyone, because he's not respecting a person just as you spoke. This message you spoke, see, was all part of the confirmation that I asked God for. And there's others here that he's been talking to God about it too, see. So he has confirmed what he seeks to do through his word and through you. I just want to thank you for obeying God.
Amen. God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isn't the Lord good? Hallelujah. Isn't he an on-time God? All the time. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, thank you. Hallelujah. God, we are a blessed people. We're blessed, Lord, because you love us, first of all, and we're blessed because you loved us enough to give us your word. Well, we wouldn't even know what your will and plan was for us if you hadn't given us your word, but you did. So now we can read it and we can think with you, God. We can work with you. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you tonight. Be with your people, Lord, as they leave this place. Thank you for renewed minds, God. Thank you that we are released, Lord God, from minimal thinking. We're released to the abundant thought life of the Lord Jesus Christ. And let the mind of Christ be in us. Lord, and I pray that you keep your hand upon each one as they travel. Lord, give them angels to watch over them, keep charge over them, above them, below them, in front of them, behind them, on all sides, Lord. And I plead the blood of Jesus over every single person. Keep them safe till we come meet again in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.